Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: اتق الله بعد التقى وإن قل، واجعل بينك وبين الله سترا وإن رق.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Fear Allah to some degree, even though it be little, and set a curtain between you and Allah, even though it be thin."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this persona which is the most beautiful, the most profound, and the most perfect manifestation of the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the teachings of the Holy Quran. We find that there is a great importance given to children and taking care of children, helping children, and there's a very special place given to children in Islam. We find that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would play with children in the streets or in the masjid, in the mosque. We always saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi play and love his grandchildren, Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And so when we look at the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see the same thing. His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, when he did have time, of course, because he was incredibly busy with defending Islam in the various wars, or when he was busy in the collection of the Holy Quran, or whether it was during his own Khilafah and he was faced with the various different battles that he had to. So when he did have time, he paid special attention to children. Of course, he had a hand in raising his own children, children who went on to become the future divinely appointed imams. In the present day, when we realize that this is a part of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, to take care of children, to help children, we see in the issue of Palestine and Gaza in the present day that children are one of the most apparent and manifest victims of what is going on. Children whose futures are pretty much in rubble, just like the buildings around them. Children who have been traumatized by the death of close and near ones, the death of parents or relatives. Children who have been traumatized by the destruction of buildings and schools, the destruction of their homes, the destruction of their playgrounds. These children are one of the most sad and tragic victims of what is going on in this current onslaught against the Palestinians by the Zionist regime and their backers. And so if only the world would go to the doorstep of Imam Ali alayhi salam and learn from His Eminence's personality and persona and realize that children are something that are incredibly special, they are incredibly innocent, and they are the precious gems of the future. And for both sides, one, we feel this remorse and this sadness for the children of Palestine. And the other side, we have this great anger towards the Zionist regime, which has no barriers, it has no limits, and even innocent children are the target of their immense hatred. Beautiful lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon the messenger the infallible book that accepts no falsehood or error, which shall stay like this till the day of judgment. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give people what Allama calls al-quwwatul qudsiyya, or the spiritual power. What is this? He explains that with many people, the faculty of desire, anger, imagination, etc. is usually overpowering, is what controls our actions. And this can be seen across centuries. He then goes on to extensively show that through rational discussion and pondering and reflection, that an imam is needed to guide mankind towards God and what they need to achieve in order to gain success, given the principles just outlined. He emphasizes a lot on the obligation of lutuf, the kind compassion, and how the Creator has made it incumbent upon himself not to leave mankind astray without the correct leadership. Allama Al-Hilli presents hundreds of points to demonstrate the belief in Isma, the error-free divine grace that indeed we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. For example, he states that if the Imam was not ma'soom, if he was not error-free or sinless, he would need the help of others. And if others are better in one aspect, this doesn't make that person an Imam chosen by Allah to lead, since he would not be indeed sufficient, and indeed would be insufficient, requiring other individuals' helps. The law of lutuf, special compassion of Allah, for his servants entails that he grants isma to those that he chooses so that they are followed, are correct role models and guides, and of course gain the trust of the people. Amongst the many Quranic verses he cites is, for example, the one in Surah Yunus chapter 10 verse 35. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَعَ أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَنْ يُهْدَى Is he who guides to the truth worthier to be followed, or he who is not guided unless he is shown the way? Now Allama states that the non-ma'soom cannot be followed as a leader, as they need guidance themselves, whereas the ma'soom has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and therefore in the position to give guidance to others. There are many other proofs presented in this book, but sadly I have not seen a translation of this book, Kitabul Alfain, to English. And I hope that one day it will be translated, inshallah, for the benefit of the masses, especially at a time where the subject of imama is being questioned and much confusion spread by certain individuals.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Mother, don't cry for me. I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword. Palestine, forever Palestine. Children being killed for throwing stones in the sky. They say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side. Palestine, forever Palestine.